You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
What is happening, Troy?
Well, it looks like a nice afternoon, doesn't it?
It's a morning.
Really?
Yes.
You seem like you haven't had morning coffee or something.
I haven't had morning coffee. I'm excited for what you have brought in.
You liked the sound of this stuff, didn't you?
Yeah, right. I liked the sound of all of it.
Okay, so what we're going to do this week is we got one release two releases that came out last week, but because we were crammed full of other stuff, we had to bump them to this week.
That's fine.
And then one release that originally came out 35 years ago last month. Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah, so there you go. Let's start with some British R&B and soul, right?
Okay.
Now, that's not the one that came out 35 years ago. This is a brand new record
by... Is it this one up here?
It's that one there.
Whoa.
Okay, it's a group called Stone Foundation. Now, Stone Foundation are from the Midlands, and I don't know exactly where. They're a bit unclear about where in the Midlands, so they might be from Coventry, they might be from Birmingham, they might be from Northampton, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're centred around two people called Neil.
Why does that make you laugh so much?
I don't know. Okay, so but basically on this record, they're it's like a 10 or 11 or 12 piece sort of soul group.
Cool.
Now, they put out a few records before, sort of way under everyone's radar, except for Horace Panter from The Specials got them to open on a Specials tour. He thought they were all right.
Mm-hmm.
Paul Weller thought they were all right because Paul sent them a demo and said, here's a demo of something I'm working on. What would you do with this?
Cool.
Right? Which is cool enough.
Mm.
Except even cooler, for this album, which is entitled Street Rituals, Paul Weller produces it. He guests all over it. He does vocals on three of the... lead vocals on three of the tunes. He plays piano and guitar and stuff on it. So, you know, you've got the Weller magic in there.
So... how big is the range of instruments that they use within the band?
Well, side one is more sort of, I would say, nods more to Philadelphia-type soul. Mm-hmm. So if you like the sound of Philadelphia, you know, with strings, strings and certain brass instruments. Not brass, no one's doing solos. It's all part of the textural thing.
Cool.
Whereas side two... still has strings, but they're not used in the... I would say side two is more of like a southern soul type thing. More, not so much Stax, but definitely sort of Tennessee-sounding soul.
Okay, Tennessee-sounding soul.
Yeah, so what you have is like a... not quite so much a sweetening with the brass and everything like that, but you certainly still have like a Hammond B3 and piano and other things like that. So
yeah.
It's always quite a full sound for the group. I told you Paul Weller guested on vocals on a couple of tunes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess who else does? William Bell sings one of the songs, and Betty LaFayette sings one
cool.
of the songs. Sorry, Betty LaVette. Sings one of the songs. William Bell, you possibly... do you know who William Bell is?
No.
William Bell did a tune called You Don't Miss Your Water, which I think was used as a theme tune to some TV show not so long ago. No.
Cool.
He was on Stax between about 67 and 74.
Mm-hmm.
Betty, who you know is only really gained attention in the last 10 years or so, but a great soul singer. She's like 71, I think.
Gosh.
William Bell's like 77. Nonetheless, they do lead vocals on two of the songs. And that's not sort of the first time Stone Foundation had done things with older soul people. They did a couple of tunes a few years ago with Nolan Porter. Nolan Porter, who is probably better known in Britain than he is in California, where he's from, on the strength of two of his songs being what became known as Northern Soul Classics.
Why do you think that they wanted to use older artists when it came to vocals particularly?
Well, I actually think, well, in the case of one of the singles from the record that Weller sings, they desperately thought that the song, Weller had to sing it. They thought that it was him that could bring what the song needed. And I think that's probably the same with using William Bell and Betty LaVette. It's probably easier when you've got Paul Weller as your producer to pick up a phone and go, you know, and get these people.
Mm.
But there's nothing actually that retro about the sound of this record. I mean, it's done in the, it is in the sort of R&B soul idiom, but it is regardless of what I said about Philly sounding or Tennessee sounding, mm-hmm. it really has something of a British soul feel.
Cool.
And I think the tune will go for, only as well on backing vocals, so you don't get too distracted there. The tune is entitled The Limit of a Man. Now, this is actually the one that Weller sent them as a demo, and then they wrote it up as a song, added all of the hooks and the choruses.
Is it track number 4?
Yes, it is.
Brilliant. Let's listen to it. I'm excited.
Stone Foundation.
Crushing me.
but this just makes me feel so happy. Everybody was in here just feeling good. Yeah, thanks so much, Troy, for bringing that in.
Okay, Street Rituals is the name of the album. It's by Stone Foundation. That tune there, as a few people pointed out, resembles the Soil Council in some ways. It's kind of why I put that one on. But like I explained, it sort of runs quite a broad spectrum of soul. And the cover is fantastic. The cover is... people I work with say it's Brixton Market, so I'm guessing it's the corner of Electric Avenue.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
But, okay, so that one there is out on the independent label 100% Records. We got it on the shelf already. And I know we got
and
it on the shelf
got
already because I had to buy it last night.
You had to.
Yep. Moving along. Okay, so let's also go for something which is on the shelves now. In fact, we put out last week.
Mm-hmm.
And you have one tune on BFM already, but we're not going to play that one. Anyway, the artist is Jenkin the Bay and the Boo Boo Gang.
The Boo Boo Gang.
Yeah. Now, Jenkin the Bay...
what great names.
I'm sure he'd think you were condescending to him if you said that.
No, I just mean, like, what beautiful names.
Well, Jenkin the Bay is from Sierra Leone, although he hasn't lived there since 2003, moved to Brooklyn. Now, I don't know how much you know about Sierra Leone.
I don't know that much,
well,
Troy.
One of the things which made him move to Brooklyn is that Sierra Leone underwent another civil war between 92 and 2003.
Wow.
And at the time, during the 90s, Jenkin the Bay had become quite a popular singer. You know, he'd released a lot of cassette albums, and he was playing a kind of music called Boo-Boo, which was a traditional music from the Tenma people. The Tenma,
cool.
The ethnicity, there's a few ethnicities that make up Sierra Leone. In the northern area, it's predominantly Tenma people, and that's where his heritage lies.
Yeah.
And it's not sort of a music that was ever played as a popular kind of dancing music. It was more of a ceremonial music back in the day. And he managed to adapt it by, like, taking what was initially bamboo flute rhythms.
Wow.
Back in the day. And he adapted that to, like, drum machines and cassia tones and samplers and stuff, and would, like, sing with it. And he became hugely popular. But what made him leave is that... although, like Stone Foundation, he was making quite positive music. However, that positive message was being co-opted by rebels who were killing a lot of people.
Hmm.
They were, like, playing his music, and when people would rush out to hear the music, they would be shot or whatever. Anyway,
wow.
Jenkin the Bay said no. Left, moved to Brooklyn, became like a cook for a long time. Just cooked, didn't do anything else. Played solo in a couple of Brooklyn bars. Until he was, like, discovered by sort of Brooklyn hipsters, I guess. People from the band Skeletons, people from the band Chairlift, and they became his next...
Oh, really?
Yeah, his next Boo-Boo Gang.
Chairlift?
Yes. Chairlift, wow. Drummer played in the Boo-Boo Gang.
Goodness.
First time round. He put out an EP on True Panther over there. Didn't really achieve much notice, but then Luwaka Bop, David Byrne's label, which,
yep,
predominantly, you know what it's about.
Yeah.
He put out the first album in 2012 called...
Brilliant.
Enye Sa. Now, that got some good attention sort of from everywhere, you know, outside Brooklyn hipsters or whatever. Anyway, so the brand new album is called Build Music. And again, it's sort of an electronic take on Boo Boo.
Yeah, I think the thing that I really loved when listening just very briefly to the track that we're going to play is his voice. Because it has quite... It kind of almost had like a semi-auto-tune kind of sound to it. Like the tone and the pitch is just kind of so perfect.
You're right, and it's not auto-tuned at all.
It's not. Yeah, no, I wouldn't think it would be, but it does kind of have that quality.
Well, I think the other thing, it doesn't really sound like that if he's singing in English. There's on this record, he's singing in English, partly in Arabic, a very small amount in Arabic. Tenma, like I said, is his ethnicity, and Krio. Now, Krio is... Krio. Krio, mm-hmm, is a Creole dialect that basically it's spoken in the whole of Sierra Leone now, but it originally started up with freed slaves were relocated to Sierra Leone to a place called Freetown. obvious reasons. Anyway, this Krio dialect is like mainly a derivative of English and Portuguese. although it sounds quite similar to a Jamaican type patois. Mm. But anyway, so you'll hear him singing in different things. The one we're going to hear, he is singing in Creole. Mm-hmm. What is the one we're going to hear called?
Sabano.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Number 9.
He originally did this tune back on one of his cassette releases, and he's redone it now. And I've got to tell you, the other vocalist who is, I think, is probably the main part of the Boo Boo Gang is Basra El Sadi, who is also records as Sadi and is in that group Teen.
Okay.
Yeah, I think she was originally from Syria, but.
And did he meet her?
In New York. Yeah.
Cool.
So this one here on Luwaka Bop, the album is called Build Music. It is Jenk in the Bay and the Boo Boo Gang.
And we're listening to the track Sabano.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for bringing that one in, Troy.
Yeah, that's available on LP or the popular CD format. We got that Southbound now on the shelves.
I liked the kind of do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was nice.
That was probably originally the rhythm that would have been played by the bamboo flute.
Yeah, you can still hear like the kind of, you can imagine that would be coming out of a bamboo flute.
Yeah, but again, like we often say about music from the African continent that we hear on From the Cray, is that, you shouldn't think of it as some traditional thing. You should think of it just as like contemporary music, the same as anything else.
Oh no, I wasn't.
Yeah. I know you weren't. Moving on.
This one I'm
you might like this.
I do like it. Like, it's kind of a bit quirky.
Well, I'll tell you about the reissue label first. I think I might have mentioned it last week. Now, there's a record store in America called Stranded, and they started this fantastic record label called Superior Viaduct, where they do these amazing vinyl reissues of things that have fallen out of print or haven't been available in America or, you know, whatever. And they put out some real interesting stuff. Recently, like last week, we got in, they put out Peter Jeffries from New Plymouth. They put out his Electricity album from 1990. That's available on vinyl again.
Cool.
And they've done like a This Kind of Punishment single. Peter Jeffries was in This Kind of Punishment. Coming up is like the Pin Group from Christchurch, 1981. They're two singles in one EP. The Superior Viaduct doing all of this. They also do stuff like for example, they've got the first two Suicide LPs now, and they're really lovely pressings, and they've taken real care in printing the sleeves and that. They're a great label, which is just who you want to do reissues by the band The Fall, because The Fall have been a bit slipshod with the way they've either been released or reissued in the past.
Why is that?
Weird fly-by-night little labels getting rights to put stuff out, you know.
Yeah.
Might not be the best sonic fidelity, whatever. Sonic fidelity is something, an odd thing when you're talking about The Fall anyway, but nonetheless. Anyway, the latest crop of four reissues from Superior Viaduct include Perverted by Language and 1980s Grotesque, debut album Live at the Witch Trials, Dragnet, The Slate's 10-inch, Room to Live, and the one we're going to talk about, which some people would say is the greatest ever Fall LP, Hex Induction Hour from March 1982.
Hex Induction.
Yeah, now this is the record that came out just before The Fall toured New Zealand for the first time in 1982.
And are they still together? Are they still making music, or are they doing other things?
Of course, yeah? The Fall have never finished. Do you not really know much about The Fall?
No, I don't.
They've released probably in excess of 35 studio albums.
Jeepers.
About another 80 live or compilation records, but probably actually way more.
Did you say 18 or 80?
80.
Jeepers.
The Fall have been basically going 40 years and just never stop, even though the only common denominator is, as most people know, Mark E. Smith. And they are possibly the most uncompromising piss and vinegar fueled character that has ever walked out of Prestwich in Lancashire. Let's just hear something from Hex Induction Hour. Now, some of the album was recorded in Iceland. We're not going to play the ones that were recorded in Iceland. People would go, oh, you've got to play the classical, because you can really hear that, you know, that this is when they had their two drummers, the two drummer lineup, two drummers, two guitars, and it was just huge. Okay, we won't play that one. Or some people might go, should play Hip Priest. I think it was even in The Silence of the Lambs. No, we won't play Hip Priest.
What are we going to play?
We're going to play one which I think is the funniest one on the record.
Yeah, it is pretty funny.
They never explicitly really stated it, but they did a single around the same time called Lie Dream of a Casino Soul, which was kind of utilizing Northern Soul rhythms and everything, but to make a commentary on the kind of people that were rediscovering soul music. This one is kind of along the same lines, and this is about hip people as well. This one is called Just Step Sideways.
Does not, so like you've used up all your allowance of experiences. Head fell where the mass of two well-known people. Just step sideways round this world today. Just step outside this glove.
Thanks so much to Troy for coming in from Southbound, and you'll be hearing about Record Store Day that's going to be happening in a couple of weeks at Southbound, so you should tune in and we'll be bringing you more info on that. By the sounds of things, there's some amazing stuff coming in, so you don't want to miss out on it.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.